What's up? You found yourselves Locked On Bulls. I'm Matt. That's Big Dave. Up ahead on today's show, we're breaking down the Bulls' blowout win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Big revenge game for DeMar, for Lonzo, a homecoming game for Caruso, who Lakers fans miss tremendously. He's ours now. Plus, we'll get into some more of the Bulls making up for the lack of Nikola Vucevic. They looked good last night. So that's all ahead on a fresh Locked On Bulls.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
What's up and welcome in to Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave Watson at Bow, B-A-W-L Sports. You can follow us at Locked On Bulls. Shoot us a text or a voicemail at 331-979-1369 or email us lockedonbulls@gmail.com. Today's episode is brought to you in part by rockauto.com. Reliably low prices, amazing selection, all the parts your car will ever need. Head to rockauto.com and tell them Locked On Bulls sent you. We also thank you for making Locked On Bulls your first listen every single day. Big Dave, how are you, buddy? Are you ready to break down this this Bulls win over the Lakers that just left me feeling so flowery and bubbly and positive and bright and shining this morning?
Matt, yes, you're seeing me stroke my imaginary cat. Yes, I am excited. I am ready. I have stuff to yell about, and I'm going to do it with love, and I'm going to do it with respect, but I'm going to be yelling. So I'm just letting y'all know right now. This is why I'm not sitting so close to this mic, because I'm going to be yelling, guys, and it's going to be just happiness, I promise you, but it's going to be loud. So I'm just letting you know what's about to go down. But yes, I'm ready, man. I'm so happy. Yes.
I mean, I feel like we have to start with DeMar DeRozan, who followed up a 35-point night against the Clippers with a 38-point night against the Lakers the very next day. You know, after the Clippers game, we heard him talking about, you know, his first game back home in L.A. after his father passed earlier in February of this year. Yeah. And the Clippers were a sort of distant suitor for DeMar DeRozan when he was figuring out where he wanted to play this offseason, but never really seriously considered because they didn't have the means to make it happen. The Lakers were the L.A. team that really DeMar thought, I'm coming home and I'm playing in L.A. I've met with LeBron several times. The way I was described it, it's a done deal. Like, that's how DeMar said he thought about it. He talked about it in podcasts, you know, over the last couple of months. He talked about it after the game last night. He thought it was a done deal. Instead, the Lakers pivot. They get Russell Westbrook instead. And so, you know, in spite of the fact that DeMar said all the right things, like, you know, I learned that it was a business, or I relearned that it was a business and no hard feelings. Yeah. He certainly played last night that there may be a little bit of hard feelings, and he let the Lakers have it, Dave.
Have it, Matthew. From beginning to end, he let them have it. Let's deal with the free agency first, Matt. The reason, and this is my opinion, the reason they went with Russell Westbrook over DeMar DeRozan was star power. That's the reason they went with him, because Russell Westbrook is an MVP. Russell Westbrook is a legitimate, straight-up, bona fide star in this league. He is a monster, triple-double machine. He is awesome. He brings more star power to L.A. You know what I'm saying? He brings more eyes to it, and it looks nicer. Like, oh, LeBron teaming up with Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis? That sounds more vicious than LeBron teaming up with DeMar DeRozan and Anthony Davis? It sounds more vicious on paper, but it ain't played on paper. It is played on the hardwood. And on the hardwood, DeMar DeRozan is whooping your punk asses constantly. 38 points, 6 assists. And he's doing it so efficiently, Matt. The only bad shots I saw him take were the last two when he was trying to get 40. That's the only time I saw him take bad shots. And the reason he took them is because he said Zach was trying to get him 40. And he was like, man, I'm tired, Zach. Let me chill, dude. Like, I just need to rest. He put on a clinic, Matt, a mid-range clinic. This is why I'm so hyped about this. It's because when you play the Lakers, I don't care when you play them, you play the Lakers, the league is watching, because the Lakers are always the bar. Always. Every year, the Lakers are the bar. I don't care where the Lakers are. I don't care if they suck. I don't care what's going on. The Lakers are the bar. That's when people pay attention. Nobody was picking the Bulls to win this game. I don't want to hear this trash of people talking about LeBron was out, he was missing, and the day was out. We ain't had Vucevic. He was gone. We ain't had Patrick Williams. He was gone. It was Kobe White's first game back. Didn't matter, because DeMar DeRozan said, this is my time, and I don't like none of you, and I'm taking everything out on you tonight. Not tomorrow. Tonight. And he took it out on them Lakers, man, and it felt so good. This is the most crap you're going to see me talk. I promise you I won't be this way tomorrow. I'm just getting it out my system now because I know what this game means. This is a league on notice game, guys. This is a league on notice game. And DeMar DeRozan put the league on notice that he is that dude. Let's go. I'm hyped, man.
Wow. God, I love Dave after awesome Bulls wins. This is great. We're just discovering new layers to ourselves, Dave. Even though we've been close friends for 3 years now, we have been spending all of that time just watching terrible Bulls basketball, and now it's like, ooh, I just got some tickles just listening to Dave rant about how awesome DeMar is in a Bulls jersey. I think it says something too. And you mentioned, you know, the comment about, you know, he said, yeah, Zach was telling me, go for 40, go for 40, 40. And I had to tell Zach, hey, bro, like, I've been balling a lot today. Yesterday, I'm a little tired. Zach LaVine, in his own right, had a pretty awesome game last night. You know, was feeling it from three, 6 of 13 from downtown for a 26-5-5 stat line. On any night last season, that's the headline. Zach LaVine is Zach LaVine again. But more and more, we're seeing that DeMar DeRozan is that guy. And it's like, I'm not, you know, officially declaring DeMar is 1A and Zach is 1B. But we've seen plenty of examples of that in Bulls victories. And you know who's totally okay with it? Zach LaVine. Right. This is a team full of guys who are unselfish, have chips on shoulders, and want to win. And the thing that's the craziest to me is, The fact that Zach LaVine having 26-5-5 is an afterthought, and the person happiest about that is Zach LaVine, is even crazier when you think about the fact that this is a contract year for Zach LaVine. There are things on the table for him, like if he wows people with his stats this season, with his numbers this season, adds a second All-Star appearance, and then maybe gets that All-NBA slot recognition, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars of difference on the contract that the Bulls slide across the table to him next summer. And he doesn't care. You know what Zach is happy about right now? DeMar taking the pressure off and the Bulls winning.
Yes. He is also playing like, Matt, like he plays for an organization that he trusts is going to do the right thing by him. I don't want people to get that lost in that either. Because you mentioned those tens of millions of dollars. Nothing about this this front office now says they're going to be trying to shortchange Zach LaVine when that offseason comes up. Everything about them says we're going to do you right, and we're going to look out for you and take care of you because you allowed us to go out here and put a team around you. That was Zach LaVine saying it was okay to do, because Zach LaVine could have easily been like, screw that, give me my money. I want to get paid. He said no. I want to win. I got money. I got all that. We see, I talked about his cars on here, how it looked like a damn spaceship. He got money. It ain't about that. What he ain't have was a 4-game winning streak. What he don't have is playoff experience. What he don't have is knowing what a winning record in the league feels like. That's what he don't have. So now he has to work on getting those things together. Guess what? 4-game winning streak, take it out the first 4 games. Done deal. You want a winning team? You're 10-4, and now you're number 2 in the East, looking like the best team in the East right now. They look vicious, and they look mean. And Zach LaVine is a huge part of that, Matt. Look how smart he's playing. Look how fluid he is out there. When they are trying to double team, that play when he got the ball and he almost stepped out of bounds coming up, and there were 3 Lakers back, and none of them could crowd Zach LaVine because they all were worried about the shooting of Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. And he just said, oh, I'm just go baseline and cock this back and dunk this joint on you. Why did that happen? Because of the team that they have put together. Zach LaVine is so have you seen him smile this much before? We've watched Zach for years, man. Why you seen him smile like this?
Dude has a beautiful smile, and we didn't know he had one until about a month ago. It's awesome. And it's that positive energy you can tell is just seeping through this team already. And it's crazy. We talk about developing offensive chemistry, Billy Donovan's comments, like it's going to take a while. Whatever. The just like familial chemistry of these guys already. This is a brand new roster. A lot of these guys, first time playing together ever. Some of them not for the first time since, you know, like, oh yeah, DeMar and Vooch were teammates for a season in college. Like they all like Vooch was texting him on the, you know, the team text thread after the game saying great game guys. And there's just hugs everywhere. I want to say this quickly. And then we got to read an ad. And then I also want to move on to the game that Lonzo had, but DeMar DeRozan has become the official free hugs spokesperson of the Chicago Bulls franchise. And I love it, Dave. There are hugs flowing everywhere. And you know this about me. I am a hugger. I am a hugger. I love hugs. I love the positive energy that they send out, that they bring in. DeMar is hugging everyone. Zach LaVine is smiling all the time. And we're 10-4. Hugs for everyone.
Hugs for everybody. Matt knows I love to hug. It's one of my things. It's my love language. It's hugging on people.
One of the first things that bonded us.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Hugging is what we do. It's how we get down, man. So, yeah, it's just great to see, Matt. It's so much fun, and it's so good to see, and the chemistry is mwah.
So, you know, okay. A great win over the Lakers. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. But, you know, after back-to-back games like that, DeMar DeRozan putting in work, he might be a little sore today, Big Dave. He is 32 after all. Maybe there's a product out there for him that a lot of professional athletes out there use to deal with some aches and pains and some muscle treatment. What's it called?
Look, man, I don't just wear this jersey because, you know, I look awesome in it. I wear it because I am a professional athlete in my mind. And so the reason I do that, in my mind, I know that, man, if I'm being a professional athlete, I'm going to need something to take that stress off my body after getting out there and playing those 48 minutes on the sticks on PS4. My hands are cramped up. Oh, I'm trying to win a championship and bring a championship home to Chicago. Well, guess what? Some people have created something for people like me, and especially and more importantly for people like you who work hard every single day in your life, for people who are athletes, for people who are postmen, for people who are firefighters out there working hard. We got a device for you, man, and it is the Gen 4 Theragun. You need this in your life. It is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it is as quiet as an electric toothbrush. It doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing that tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than the vibration alone. And guess what? The OLED screen and the design makes you feel like you're holding something from the future. All right, it's just like, man, this is crazy. I don't see Michael J. Fox out here. But guess what? It's happening right now. So just go to their site and check it out. And the Theragun app learns your behaviors and suggests guided routines for you. So if you don't know what you're doing, they got your back on that too, guys. So try Theragun for 30 days, starting at $199. You heard me right. $199 for all of that. Go to therabody.com/lockedon right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/lockedon. Therabody.com/lockedon. Now.
All right, moving along. More to talk about in this Bulls win over the Lakers. Big Dave, back early on this season, it was what, like their second or third game of the season, Lonzo Ball has a triple-double against his former team, the New Orleans Pelicans, in a Bulls win. And after the game said, yeah, you know, nothing personal, like no, just another game. Glad I played well, but just another game on the schedule, you know. Yeah, okay. And you're like, yeah, okay. And then he comes into Staples Center and it's like, Yeah, I think that whole just another game thing after the triple-double against New Orleans was, what's the word, bullshit? Because, oh my God, Lonzo Ball. I was getting ready, I teased it yesterday, to come on today and talk about the issue of Lonzo Ball not being able to hit the broadside of a barn inside the three-point line. Shooting great from downtown, can't hit a shot mid-range. His floater's not working. He has a little like free-throw line step-back that's not working. Hasn't been very strong finishing at the rim. And, you know, the numbers back up the eye test there. If you look and break down his shots, like 0 to 3 feet, 3 to 10 feet, 10 to 16, 16 to 20, bad, 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 bad. Right. And I was watching last night, and I was like, okay, he got a couple of good finishes at the bucket, but mostly still just a barrage of three-pointers. 7 of 10 again. I think it's the second time this season Lonzo's been 7 of 10 from downtown in a game.
Yeah.
To go along with 8 assists and 7 rebounds, not to mention just tenacious defense. Shout out to Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Tenacious defense all night long, even guarding and frustrating Anthony Davis, for crying out loud. And like, I was like, you know what? Yeah, LeBron or Lonzo can't make anything inside the 3-point line. And it might not even matter because every other facet of his game is so darn impressive right now, Dave.
Yeah, Matt, like for people who watch the game within the game, he pleases you so, so much. And this game that he had against the Lakers was for the people who just watching the stats, who just watching that, the stuff for the highlights. He gave you that game as well. So the fact he satisfied both those sides of people was just amazing. It means something to him when he plays the Lakers, Matt. They showed his stats when he plays the Lakers. That dude always balls against the Lakers, all right? He means it. He knows what it means to go back home and play against the team that drafted him, that kind of traded him. I'm not going to say gave up on him because, like he said, dude, it was for Anthony Davis. Like, what do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't trade me, you know, for no trash. You traded me for Anthony Davis. Like, okay, that makes sense. But still, you traded him, and I'm sure that weighs in his mind because he felt like you kind of gave up on him on those kind of things. But whatever. He looks great in this Bulls uniform. He looks amazing in it, Matt. Matt, he was acting in a way we hadn't seen him like that before. He's hitting threes and dancing. He's hitting threes and talking to the bench, yelling at the crowd. He's high-fiving everyone. It meant something to him to play this kind of way against this team. And I mean, he was the best point guard on the floor. Like, and that's saying that a lot, okay? Because Russell Westbrook was out there and playing solidly, except for those three-point shots. But he was solid in the beginning, but he could not continue it. Lonzo Ball continued it all game. Matt, that play, when he got that ball, and without even looking, he threw it all the way down the court to DeMar DeRozan perfectly. It was amazing.
Dude.
Amazing. And more impressive.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just this one right here. More impressive than that one to me was the pass Zach LaVine threw him. And the reason it's more impressive is because you watched Lonzo tell him where to throw him the ball. You watch it. Watch what you see. You see him say it like, no, put it here. And Zach literally just like, okay. And he put it right there like a football pass for an easy lay-in. And you saw them talk to each other about it, how it happened afterwards. Lonzo is a coach on the floor in all facets of the game. And Matt mentioned his defense. He's, like you said, like I talked about last time, man, when you got a great defender on your team, I don't care if perimeter or interior, it's going to improve your team defensively everywhere because the man can guard all five positions. He guarded Anthony Davis, man. They frustrated that dude to no end. They put that dude in jail. They frustrated him to no end, man. And Lonzo Ball was a huge part of that. Incredible game and incredible shooting. What's he shooting now, man? Like 44% from the three-point line? Like it's something ridiculous like that. He is insane. He's been insane, and it's been beautiful to watch.
That one full court pass that you mentioned, I mean, we've seen Lonzo make several just brilliant full court passes that have given the Bulls easy transition buckets already through 14 games this season. And it seems like he outdoes himself each time there's a new one, each time there's another one where you're just like, wait, okay, I didn't even process that Lonzo had the ball as I'm watching it on my television screen and the Bulls are dunking it. Like, how does he process it that fast? Because he got the rebound, and as he got the rebound, he was facing his own basket. And then in less than a second, that's not an exaggeration, in less than a second, he had somehow turned around and flung a perfectly placed full court pass to DeRozan, who, and like DeRozan and Zach, they learned quickly. Leak. If we look like we're about to control this rebound, head out, because either Lonzo's getting the board or a quick pass to Lonzo from whoever got the board, and we got an easy two. We're not going to let the defense get set. We're just going to sprint and assume that if I just put my arms out like this, the ball will land there because Lonzo's that good. And oh, here's a layup or here's a dunk. But you mentioned also the pass that Zach LaVine had to Lonzo, which was very similar, like transition, like three-quarter court length pass from Zach LaVine that was well placed to Lonzo Ball. Lonzo finishes an easy one at the rim. That is one example of many, I think, of the ways in which Zach LaVine's teammates are rubbing off on him in positive ways. His new teammates. Zach LaVine, like our pal Mark Kay from Bulls HQ, put the video of that Zach pass up on Twitter and was like, I might be a prisoner of the moment right now, but that might be the best pass that Zach LaVine has ever made in his entire career. Because Zach LaVine has not ever been that kind of player who he doesn't think full court pass, easy transition bucket. Right. We have criticized him at times, rightfully so, as being a player that tends to have tunnel vision and does not see the full floor. And the ways in which he can see Lonzo read the court and make a pass, Zach saying, why can't I do that? The way that he's seeing Lonzo and Alex Caruso D up guys. Yeah. And saying, well, why can't I do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, we loved Zach LaVine, the player that turned himself into a star over the last couple of years. It's exponential, the love and appreciation that we should have for already through 14 games, the better version of Zach LaVine that we're seeing, because his new teammates are all teaching him how to be a better player.
That's a great way to look at it, Matt. And also, just to touch on the teammate thing, Lonzo Ball talking about Alex Caruso and saying he's the best teammate I've ever had. It's been 15 games. And he's like, this is the best teammate I have ever had. He's been in the league 4 years. He's like, nope, it's him in 15 games.
Did they overlap for a little bit when Caruso was doing a two-way with the Lakers before Lonzo got traded? I feel like maybe they overlapped for a brief stint there.
Maybe. That's a good point. Maybe they did. I have to go and look. I have to go up and look and see when they overlap. But I took that as he's talking about now. That's how I took it. Like, he's talking about now, the best teammate I've ever had and played with. Because even if that's the case, they didn't play together. You know, they weren't playing together like that because Caruso still wasn't that dude yet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, amazing that he's feeling this way, though. That even if LA has something to do with that, that he's like, this is the best teammate I've ever had, and I don't want to play without this guy on my team. And I also like Lonzo, Matt, saying things like, we feel like we're one of the top teams in the league, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel like we're that team. He's like, we got a lot of work to do, and we still got stuff we got to fix. But, dude, yeah, we feel like we up there. I liked it when he said, I feel like I'm one of the best shooters in the league. See, I like that kind of talk, because for me, it's not cockiness.
He kind of might be. He might be one of the best three-point shooters in the league now.
You don't have to – listen, just look at the numbers. The numbers will tell you he's not lying to you. He's telling you the truth. I like that because, for me, that's not cockiness. That's confidence, because he's not saying, like, what, we the best out here. He's saying, like, no, I think we one of the best teams out here. That's the mindset you got to have when you out here every day and you performing out here. He didn't say we are the best. He said we're one of the best. He didn't say I'm the best shooter in the league. I'm one of the best shooters in the league. There's a difference to this, man, but I like the confidence in Lonzo, and I like what you said, Matt, the confidence in the other things he's instilling in these players on the team.
All right, we want to talk a little bit more about this game. I know I want to touch on Derrick Jones Jr. You wanted to touch on Tony Bradley again. We'll do that in just a minute. But first, if you were watching that Bulls-Lakers game, and I know it was a late one. We got one more late one on deck. We got Bulls-Blazers 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. If you're up anyway, maybe put some bets on the game. Make yourself a little bit of money. put a same game parlay down on Zach LaVine's points or Dame Lillard made threes. You could do all kinds of fun stuff, and you could do it at one place. It's called Bet Online, Big Dave, who are back and better than ever with their new web interface for the start of the NBA season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all basketball and football action this season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So sign up with an account, put $100 in with that first deposit. They're going to give you $50 extra to play with. Just use promo code LOCKEDON to receive that sign up bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, that's over, NHL, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts, y'all. Promo code locked on for the 50% welcome bonus.
Ooh, the silky smoothness of it. Look here, y'all. I know what you want to talk about. As much as I want to talk about these Bulls, as much as we want to talk about Lonzo, you want to talk about one thing and one thing only. Car parts. I know what's on your mind. And guess what? I've got the medicine for you, because I know you're like, man, I need a place where I can get the parts that I need, but I do not feel like going outside because it is cold. It is Game of Thrones cold out here, and it's about to go down. Well, guess what?
Winter is coming.
You can do. You can go to rockauto.com. So don't spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for those same parts from that chain store or that dealership. Just go to rockauto.com. It's a family-owned business serving those do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. And they have reliably low prices for every single customer, all right? All the parts you can need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil. Even want some new carpet? Guess what? They got that for you. So all you got to do is go to their easy-to-use website and find you a solution today to all your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see those parts that are available for you and your car or your truck. And make sure you write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us section? That's Locked On. Write it in there in that How did you hear about us section so they know that my main man, Matt, and Big Dave sent you. Amazing selection. Reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Sing it with me, because it's been a week and the Bulls are whooping everybody's behind. RockAuto.com. Let's go.
Got a little teary-eyed in here just for a second. The Rock Auto reads are back, y'all. Oh my goodness. Oh. Getting all clamped. Okay. Big Dave. I know we talked about Tony Bradley having kind of a rough integration into the starting center spot in place of Vooch while he's out in health and safety protocols. We saw more bad and a little bit more redeeming somewhat of the bad again against the Lakers last night. What did you think about Bradley's game?
I was proud of Tony Bradley, and that's the truth.
Okay.
And yes, he absolutely started off wrong. He started off wrong. They went to him early and they were going to him often early on. And they were just, and not to go to him to score or anything like that. They were just like, hey, here's a wide open layup. Here's the basketball. And he could not, for some reason, hold on to the basketball. He just, it was just falling through his hands. You know what I'm saying? He was turning it over. I believe he had two or three turnovers early on to start the game. But, and everybody, and rightfully so, everybody was losing their minds about Tony Bradley and saying, get rid of this dude. Why is he
Both
here?
Twitter had their torches and pitchforks, man.
Oh, my goodness, man. And I felt like I was the guy standing in front of the barn. Like, guys, wait, guys. Not yet, all right? Not yet. Just please. No, not yet. And the reason I felt that way is because I was looking at him on the other end of the floor, Matt. And I was looking at the frustration he was causing Anthony Davis. Because every time Anthony Davis was getting the ball, those long arms of the law that Tony Bradley has were a problem for Anthony Davis. Watch that. Watch the defense he was playing on him early on in that game. I like what Tony Bradley did, though, guys, because we're used to seeing guys for this Bulls organization over the years who start off like that, continue to be like that. Tony Bradley didn't do that. Tony Bradley started that way, came back in the third quarter, and was immediately solid on both ends of the floor. He started going to the rim with force. You know what I'm saying? He started actually laying the ball up and saying, hey, my arms are long. I can actually do this and lay the ball in. That's all I wanted. Nobody wanted him to be Vooch. I didn't want him to score 10 points. I didn't even want him to score 8 points. I just wanted him, when he gets the ball, a layup comes and he puts it in. You saw it continue throughout the game in that second half, Matt. Once he started rolling as far as getting that layup, then the other things came. Then the offensive rebounding started. Then the putback started. Then the defense started. Then the play, I can't remember what play it was, man, but he got that block and he ran the floor. I mean, he sprinted down the floor. And what was important about that was the defense had to collapse on him because he was running the floor. What did it do? It left Lonzo Ball wide open over in that corner for a three-point shot. Cash money is an army, better yet a Navy. It is a beautiful thing when Tony Bradley can play with confidence. And that's all I want from him, man, is to him to realize he's 7 feet tall on both ends of the floor and to just play with confidence. So I want to give him some kudos for coming back in that second half and just being better.
Yeah, I think his poor starts in his starting lineup starts so far have kind of, I don't know, maybe implied in some way that he hadn't, you know, adequately psyched himself up for, you know, seizing the moment, being, you know, not afraid of that moment and rising to the occasion. And as you said, good for him for bouncing back from some poor starts as the starting center on this road trip and having some nice moments in the second half of these games. And like you said, like, hey, simple pick and roll stuff. Hey, catch the ball, put it in the hoop. Like, you could, you know, you're not Boban, but you're pretty damn close. You could put the ball in the hoop without even jumping. Like, just put the ball in the hoop. But we also saw last night more of what Billy Donovan talked about, which is a super small ball lineup with Derek Jones Jr. as your backup five.
Fact.
And let me tell you, I love this lineup. I love Derek Jones Jr. as our backup center. And look, when we get Vooch back, that will be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But his absence has forced Billy Donovan to explore a bunch of different stuff. And like you always say, Billy is not beholden to anything. No rotation, no player, no minutes, no nothing. But I think because of Vooch's absence, he stumbled upon this, like, hey, Derek Jones Jr. at the five in this super small lineup gives us all kinds of switchability and flexibility on the defensive end. And Derek Jones Jr. is proving to us that he is confident rolling to the rim. He's confident playing some pick and roll offense. Like, he was 6 of 7 from the field last night. And I think 3 of those 6 made field goals were and ones where he was finishing through contact on slip screens and pick and rolls. And it's like, good for Tony Bradley for fighting back and showing, like, I'm not going to roll over and die because I had a bad first quarter. But athletically speaking, Derek Jones Jr. offers Billy Donovan something that Tony Bradley does not when it comes to the different ways that he can be potent offensively and offers you switchability that Tony Bradley certainly does not, because you're not sending Tony Bradley out to guard anybody on the perimeter. Yeah. Derek Jones Jr. can essentially guard 1 through 5.
Yeah, no question about it, Matt. And he's been awesome out there. And I love how Billy is just using both of them, because he's starting Tony Bradley because, like I said, you're going to play a bunch of centers in these next few games. So you're starting him off against, you know, big centers. You got Davis you just contended with. You got Zubac you just dealt with. You got the MVP coming up. You know what I'm saying? You got Nurkic who you're dealing with. Like, you've got big men to contend with in your starting lineup. So he's starting the game with that. Just because that's how you start it doesn't mean that's how you're going to finish. And Derek Jones Jr. has shown you, once Tony Bradley has come in and done his thing as far as wearing guys down, you know what I'm saying, just using his size and things like that. Derrick Jones Jr. coming in and using that athleticism that you talked about, Matt, and being an irritant on defense. And what I like also, Matt, is he knows he's got six fouls too, because Derrick Jones Jr. is going to use them fouls, baby. And I like that, because he's like, dude, he ain't out. He got five fouls, all right? And all of them earned. They were all earned. But he had two and ones also. I need him to make the free throw, but he had two and ones also, which I also like. But the rebounds he was getting, Matt, the swats, when the big man is bringing the ball down low, that is little man territory, all right? That ball don't belong to you when you're a big dude and you bring it down low. So having guys like Derrick Jones Jr. who understand that kind of thing, and also Derrick Jones Jr. with the help defense, I like also, Matt, because his athleticism allows him to have that kind of help defense when guys are posting up, trying to make that one-on-one move. Derrick Jones Jr. can come over there and swat that and throw it out of bounds. We've seen it this season. We've seen him do that. So, yeah, the way Billy Donovan is using Derrick Jones Jr., Matt, you are dead on. It has been awesome. Like you said, he's guarding all five positions, and kudos to Derrick Jones Jr. And we see why Arturis was high on this dude for years.
Yeah, and because you brought it up, that's I want to finish up in just a few minutes here. But the other thing, you mentioned the help defense, and we did see Billy Donovan kind of get at Tony Bradley at one point in the second half when he was giving Anthony Davis a little bit of space, and Anthony Davis started just knocking down a couple of his mid-range elbow jumpers that are just in his bag. And Billy Donovan was like, dude, don't give him that space. Get up in him. Because guess what? We have some of the best help defenders in the league, and they got your back. If Anthony puts the ball on the floor and beats you, if he gets by you with a spin move or, you know, an up and under, whatever, we're going to help. So do not give him that 18-footer for free. Get up in his grill. And you saw the Bulls, as a collective unit, just pester the ever-loving crap out of Anthony Davis last night. Didn't get his first field goal until, like, the final buzzer of the first quarter. I think he had four shot attempts at halftime. He ended up with 20 points, went to the foul line a lot, parentheses, Lakers 31 free throws, Bulls 11. That's L.A.
What?
For you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
31-11. 31-11.
And they lost by what? Wow.
But you know what they did do for us is they gave Anthony Davis the toss, because it was a frustrating night for Anthony Davis. Kudos to Derrick Jones Jr., to Bradley, to Lonzo, everybody who was holding their own and making it an uncomfortable night, giving all kinds of double teams at Anthony Davis, who I think May was like, dude, can somebody please do something here? Maybe it was frustration night for Anthony Davis, because his postgame comments, he was like, we suck. He clearly misses LeBron and is sick of being the guy out there right now for them. They got a lot of problems to figure out. But the fact that you could take a matchup like that, where any Bulls fan with a lick of sense is coming into that game last night being like, oh, dear God, this might be a game where, like, Anthony Davis puts up 40 and makes it look easy, because this Bulls team is so, you know, understaffed with their big men right now. Right. No. It was like death by a thousand cuts, and all of these Bulls guards and wings being like, hey, Anthony Davis, hey, Anthony Davis, hey, Anthony Davis. Made nothing easy on him. And it was a pleasure to watch as much as anything the Bulls did offensively.
Yeah, man, they swarm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Bismarck should be called the Hive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they're like bees. I'm serious. They're like bees out here. You know what I mean? Like, they're like just those flying insects that just continually annoy you. And I think that's beautiful how you said it. Death by a thousand cuts. That's really what it was, man. Just the continual annoyance. It's not one swift blow. It's just a constant ching, 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 ching. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's annoying to big men especially. And I'm telling you, Anthony Davis, after that third, he didn't want to play no more. He didn't want to play, dog. He didn't want to play the Bulls. And that's why people like, what, Davis got kicked out. Like, the Bulls were whooping their behind during Anthony Davis's time on the floor. It was, he just happened to not be there and then to be there. Like, he didn't
the
stop
Bulls
them.
Were up, what, like 17 when he got that second technical,
right.
I think?
You know what I'm saying? We were still killing him. And it was our ball. It was our possession when he got kicked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, no, I don't want to hear that stuff, man. I don't want to hear that stuff. It was a true, beautiful beatdown, and something the Bulls hadn't done since, what, 2011, I think they said, was win both games in L.A., playing the Clippers and playing the Lakers. And it was on a back-to-back. All right. They were on a back to back. You in the same stadium. And it was a knockdown tough game against the Clippers. That was a physical game. Mm-hmm. All right. That wasn't an easy game. So to go from a physical game and the very next night to come out and play a more finesse, fluid transition game because your defense was leading the offense. The Bulls can beat you with so many styles. I think that's what we're learning here, Matt. And I think that's what we already knew because we talked about this a lot. Thank y'all for listening because y'all know we were saying this stuff. But, man, it's just fun to sit here and watch. Oh, it's so much fun watching these pundits getting their mic jack on, baby. Just moonwalking on them, baby. They just smoothing, baby. They just, oh, man. Well, I didn't know DeRozan. The moonwalk is back. Oh my gosh, man. It's back, y'all. But it's fun. I'm enjoying this win. I'll forget about it after this show and I'll move on. But this win, I'm going to enjoy.
We got Dame, CJ, and Nurkic on deck, which is going to be another big test. I mentioned the Anthony Davis ejection real quick. Mm-hmm. You do not get special treatment. I've seen some refs give it like to star players who are like, oh, my shoe's untied. Let me tie my shoe before this ball is inbounded. But it was like, no, it was the Bulls ball. The Bulls inbound the ball. And Anthony Davis looks up at the ref like, what the hell? I'm tying my shoe. It's like, cool. Would you like to call a timeout to tie your shoe? Because if not, we're playing a game of basketball here. So, yeah, maybe the Lakers had a 20-point advantage in free throw attempts last night. But good for that ref for tossing AD when he deserved to be tossed. He earned a second tech. You're out. Go home. You lose. Also, LeBron James in street clothes is allowed to come out onto the court and try and pick a fight on behalf of Anthony Davis. And he doesn't. And they don't even assess an additional tech to the Lakers bench.
Agreed.
That's something wrong with that. Bull low knee. Special treatment. He's right. Bullshit.
That is special treatment. There's no other way around that. That's the rule. You're not allowed off the bench. You know what I'm saying? He's not even off the bench. He came on the floor. And nobody said a word. Everybody's like, okay, yeah, thanks, Brian. Go, no, bro. Like, no, you get that technical. That's the rule. That's what it's supposed to be.
In that Christmas looking jacket he was wearing. What the hell was that?
All right, Matt. See, every time I'm with you, you always go this way. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with, you know, this is where I tell you when you and Fred are kind of similar. Both of you all be right here, and then y'all both do something, and I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm out. Got on the man's fashion.
I'm not kidding. We're gonna go watch a game with him on Friday, the Bulls Nuggets game with a few other, you know, Bulls podcast fan people. Fred's gonna be there. Haven't seen Fred in a while. I don't think I've seen Fred since his last guest appearance on Outsiders, like two years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, if he starts talking prophecies, I'm leaving. I'm not dealing with that.
I just want to go enjoy some pizza, some basketball, and I always gotta play security when it comes to Matt and Fred. Oh man.
I'm not gonna pick a fight. I'll just get up and walk away. Oh, seventh this, seventh that, seventh, 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 seventh. I'll be like, all right, I'm out.
You know what's gonna happen, Matt. Matt, it's gonna happen, and you're gonna yell, and I'm just gonna sit back and eat pizza and try to enjoy myself. Luckily, there'll be more people around me, so it won't just be on me. So I'll be okay. I'll be all right.
Oh, see, I am never the type of person to cause a scene in a bar, or a public or a restaurant, public place. No, that's not me. It's absolutely within Fred's MO to make a scene.
Not Matt. It's not the dude getting kicked out of Madison Square Garden. It's not what he does. It's not. No.
That's not. I wasn't making a scene. The Madison Square Garden security guards are the one who made a scene, Dave. I was minding my own business.
Were you now?
Just a little bit. A little bit. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Hit us up on Twitter this week if you want to talk anything Bulls. We are at Bulls_Peck, at BowBWL Sports, and at Locked On Bulls. That text and voicemail line is there for you, 233-1979-1369. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. We got Bulls Blazers on deck Wednesday night. Game 4, The Bulls 2-1 on this West Coast road trip after the LA sweep. That's Big Dave. I'm Matt. See you, Red. Be good, everybody.